Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend George Levy. George, I need your website, please.
You can find me at georgelevy.com. That's GEORGELEVY.com.
All right. And we're talking, folks. He's one of our blockchain cryptocurrency experts. He does a great job with the reports that he brings us, which he's done very much today. Smart contracts is something we alluded to earlier. George, I want you to talk a little bit more about right now. Folks, as I've said to you, your future is going to include smart contracts, a lot of them, maybe completely, maybe totally smart contracts eventually. But, George, what's going to happen? I don't think a small business owner is going to say, yeah, I want to do all smart contracts. I'm just going to start doing that. I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think it's going to happen because a big customer said to them, all right, this next deal we put together where you're one of our integrated vendors, here are the specifications if you're going to do business with us for this project. But also know that when we go to contract, it's going to be a smart contract. It's not going to be the old nine-page paper contract, press hard, you're going through seven carbons, the last copy is yours. It's going to be a digital contract, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, one of the key things is that blockchain itself. So let's go back to the concept of blockchain. Blockchain is one of the technologies that underlies Bitcoin. Bitcoin was the first use case for blockchain, and now we know it as that. But the advantage of it is this. Blockchain enables Bitcoin, a digital asset, to be exchanged without the need for a third party. The key difference of a Bitcoin over a dollar is that if I want to send money to someone else around the world, I need the services of a bank. You know, if I want to send you $100, I have to use either a PayPal or I have to use my credit card, Western. Right. But with Bitcoin, I can do that directly, peer-to-peer to you. Yes? And you can do, and we're talking about, you know, thousands of dollars worth of, you know, value that you're transferring directly over the Internet. Right. Blockchain enables you to do that. But if you take that same concept and you apply it to any other type of asset, whether it's a digital asset or a physical asset, because you can then just have what's known as an oracle that could give you the information and you could track any type of asset anywhere, you can apply it in many different scenarios. So, for example, say you want to sell a house. Well, if you put the title of your house as a digital, you tokenize that contract and you basically can transfer it to someone else, why do you need a broker? Why do you need a third party, right?
Or eventually even a probate office.
Excellent. And the key thing about it that is that what enables that is a smart contract. You're basically replacing the need for that third party with computer code. And you program this computer code to be able to securely do that transfer based on certain rules. For example, if somebody does something or other, the computer code can then determine the payment was done and it releases the funds. So you can apply it all across other things. I'm going to give you one practical example that's really made a huge difference. We had a huge problem with lettuce contamination in 2018. There were multiple outbreaks of listeria. Right. We had E. coli. It was just a really, really bad space. It was cyclospora and E. coli. Long story short, the head of food safety for Walmart, Frank Giannis, had been applying blockchain technology in the food supply chain to the point that last year Walmart basically put all the food suppliers that sell them leafy green vegetables that by fall 2019, they're going to have to track every single product they sell to Walmart on their blockchain solution. So exactly what you're saying. Walmart is saying, do you want to do business with Walmart? You're going to have to do it on my blockchain.
Yep. And this started happening. We've seen this before, George, and this is the reason why I want people to realize this is going to happen. We've seen this before. We saw it with the quality movement back in the 90s. We saw it with the Y2K letters that people got saying you have to prove to us that you're Y2K compliant. We've seen it with barcoding. We've seen it with radio RFID. programming, you know, radio programming and boxing and packaging. This is another example of where our future behavior is for a lot of small businesses is going to have to comply with what our big companies, corporate customers are telling us. George, 20 seconds, last thoughts.
I was just saying, what we are seeing now is the beginning. It's a continuation of something that's been going on for some time. Closing on Walmart. The head of food safety for Walmart is now the head of the FDA. So think about it. Yeah. Frank Giannis, who used to head food safety for Walmart, he is now heading the FDA. You can expect to see these blockchain solutions spreading across a lot of different categories.
Just get ready, folks. Hey, George, good job today. Give us the website again quickly, please.
Sure. If they want to find out more, they can visit me at georgelevy.com. Thank you.
All right. George, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. I'm Jim Blassingame. Remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.